Although it's far from being a large item in Baltimore City Schools' just passed budget, the money for the district's unit for homeless students is vital. It could mean the difference between a student being in class or being on the street. In this report, WYPR's Gwendolyn Glenn talks to the unit's director about its funding and its partners.
Say hello.
28-year-old Tambria Taylor and her 3-year-old daughter, Heaven, relax on a narrow cot at Sarah's Hope, a Mount Street shelter for women and children. They're waiting for Taylor's sons, ages 6 and 7, to come home from school.
Okay, so I'm ready.
The Taylors have been staying in this large room that they share with other families since February. They were staying with Taylor's mom and grandmother, but after the grandmother died, Taylor's mom was not able to keep the house, so they had no place else to go. Taylor says since coming here, the shelter and the school district helped her get her sons in a city charter school and the basics they needed to stay there.
Once we got in here, they helped with my kids getting transportation, book bags, coats. They gave me referrals to certain places. They really helped out a lot.
Taylor says the shelter also worked with school officials to help her get a voucher to cover the cost of allergy medication for one son.
It was $100. I was really truly blessed for that because I didn't know what I was going to do because my medical assistance was cut.
Taylor and her children are far from alone in their struggle. Last year, there were about 2,700 homeless students in city schools. That number is expected to increase this year. Yet, Shania Robinson, the district's homeless liaison, says her program gets less than $300,000, with the bulk of that coming from the federal government.
Last year, we received about $85,000 from the state, which if you think about the number of homeless kids that we have, $85,000 is not a lot of money to provide services to all those kids. And then we get another $200,000 set aside from Title I, another federal program. That's what we consider our pot.
And it probably won't get much bigger. The budget the school board approved this week contains the same $85,000 as last year. The federal money is used for after-school tutoring, summer camp, and other programs for homeless students. Some services the homeless unit coordinates, such as transportation and free school meals, are included in other departments' budgets. Still, Robinson says they need more money to address the larger needs of homeless students and their families.
The needs of every family is going to be different. You know, it could be things from housing to jobs, a meal, clothing, uniforms for kids. I hear it all. I do.
Because their budget is small, Laura Ohanian, who oversees the homeless unit, says they need to form partnerships with state and city agencies and community organizations. That's where Sarah's Hope comes in. Ohanian says,
that is an important part of our mission and our work because we can provide the educational services and supports to the students. But unless we support the whole family as well, that terrible problem of homelessness will never be solved. And that can't be done without partnerships.
The homeless unit officials are working closely with the mayor's office and have established partnerships with agencies such as the United Way and nonprofits like St. Vincent de Paul, which runs Sarah's Hope. Most of the district's homeless students live doubled up with family and friends, but others live in shelters. About 30 stay at Sarah's Hope, where 4 classrooms have been turned into dormitory-style living with several families in each room. Mary Rode, St. Vincent de Paul's Senior Vice President of Program Services, says they will remodel the building so families can have private rooms.
And actually, we're hoping to break ground on our, you know, the renovations in the fall of this year. Right now we're only on this first floor, and we're going to remodel all 3 floors so that we can serve more families, men, women, and children.
The families at Sarah's Hope receive meals there, and Danielle Rankin, the shelter's assistant director, says the partnership with city schools provides tutors for the students who stay there.
Monday through Thursday. The kids are required to come in and do their homework every day. And we have volunteers here as well as our teacher that comes from Baltimore City Public Schools. What we do know about homeless students is that they tend to be further behind in school than their peers who are not. And so we really try and bridge the educational gap.
The shelter has a coordinator who visits students' schools to observe them in their classes. And because nearly 45% of homeless students are chronically absent, missing 20 or more days of school a year, other volunteers and staff keep tabs on them to make sure they are in class.
The kids have to be in school every day. We mandate it, so they don't have an option as much as they might try, especially teenagers.
With summer almost here and schools closing soon, Robinson, the homeless liaison, says the schools turn to organizations like St. Vincent de Paul and the Y of Central Maryland, both of which operate all-day summer camps for homeless students. The Y provides meals, jobs, and workshops for homeless teenagers. Rode describes St. Vincent's program for younger homeless children.
We have bus service that goes to all the shelters and all the transitional homeless programs. The morning is all around addressing the issue of summer learning loss. So we focus on math skills and reading skills and science. And then the afternoon, we focus on fun and enrichment.
Both Ohanian and Robinson say they hope to form more partnerships, like the one they have with Sarah's Hope, to meet the needs of the district's homeless families. First, Ohanian.
We are always optimistic about the opportunities that are out there for us to partner with other agencies, more with the shelters, even more than we do, partner with other parts of the city and state to move that work and move those resources to the families that need them.
Some of our foundation partners have reached out and asked about how can we support you in your efforts. So it really is just about us making those connections and putting together, you know, proposals for that.
The two say they are getting better at identifying homeless students and that because the number is increasing, it is important to continue forming partnerships. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.
For more local news, go to WYPR.org and click on the newsroom link.